This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Jenny Witte. Here's a sobering stat. One-third of Americans 65 and older fall every year. We're all susceptible to falls. People of all ages trip, stumble, and bump into things. If you're young and fit, you probably won't have much trouble bouncing back. But if you're a woman older than 80 in otherwise good health, a broken hip triples your risk of dying in the next year. KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports on efforts in the Northland to help keep seniors balanced.
Before she died, Dwight Sampson's wife fell 3 times in 2 years. He's since done everything he can to make sure his Northland home is fall-proof. He's gotten rid of the throw rugs, installed grab bars in the bathroom, and put in a chairlift to get upstairs.
None of this that I put in here is real expensive. The only thing of it is most people don't do it until somebody falls.
Sampson warns me to step down as we head out to the screened-in porch, where I ask his age.
I'm 89 right now.
You don't look 89.
Well, you haven't looked at the bottom part of me. My legs are 89.
To me, Sampson looks pretty spry, though he does use a cane to get around.
Then when you really can't walk, there's something you can use.
Do you use your walker very often?
No, I don't use it hardly. I use it a little bit at night.
At first, Sampson didn't want to use the cane. He thought people would judge him for getting old. Pretty soon, though, he realized most of his fear was in his head.
One of the things that I did not want to do was to isolate myself into this house and not do anything. I wanted to get out and do stuff like I've been doing for the last 80 years.
That's one of the reasons he enrolled in a Matter of Balance class offered through the Northland Shepherd Center.
I discovered that we were teaching people to change their attitude and discover ways that you could live with the fear of falling and make corrections and continue on with your life.
For years, a broad coalition of Northland healthcare providers and community partners has been meeting to share information on healthy aging. The class Sampson took is part of the Senior Falls Prevention Coalition of Clay and Platte Counties. He found it so helpful, he signed up as a teacher. Here he is co-teaching with 60-year-old Kevin Phillips.
All right. Dwight, you got this one?
Okay, we're going to stand on our toes. Use the back of your chair for support, unless you're good enough that you don't need it, but I'm not.
After leading a round of exercises designed to improve balance, Sampson has a question for the class.
Do you tell your doctor if you fall?
One man says he does. Another isn't so sure that's a good idea. Don't doctors have to report it if you fall 3 times in a year? Phillips jumps in.
Your doctor, you got to remember that your doctor is your partner, right? So if you tell them you're falling, there might be a medical reason for that. You can figure it out.
Like a slip, trip, stumble, hit, broke, fall, fell.
Tracking falls is Jaimina Somoza's job. She works at the Clay County Public Health Center, where she compiles emergency room data from Northland hospitals. Problem is, while falls cause a lot of emergency room visits, a fall isn't a diagnosis. So her staff has to be clever when they're running queries.
Sometimes it's just the tense that will change the query. Run into.
So it would help you guys if, for example, everyone who had fallen actually used the word, say, fall to describe what had happened to them.
Yes, yes.
At 53, Somoza is younger than the seniors she's researching. But she knows a thing or two about falling. 3 years ago, she slipped on a wet floor and broke her hip. Her recovery was long and painful. 2 weeks in the hospital, 3 months of bed rest, 3 months of physical therapy. Still, Somoza tried to stay positive, at times annoying other patients at the rehabilitation center.
Why are you happy? What are you happy about? I said, well, I have no other choice. I cannot even get close to the window and jump off, so I need to be happy.
Somoza says for older adults who can't bounce back the way she did, it's easy to get depressed. That's why she's now working with the Senior Falls Prevention Coalition.
Prevention. I love the word prevention.
Back on Sampson's screened-in porch, I ask him if he's ever fallen. Proudly, he tells me no. But he's got a contingency plan if he does. He wears one of those panic devices you see advertised on TV.
And that's what this is. Just this little thing here will handle the area 50 foot around my house.
Sampson says he pays about $15 a month for his Lifeline button, a discount rate available to Clay County seniors. Considering the average Medicare cost per fall topped $14,000 in 2013, it doesn't sound like a bad deal. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
This story was part of our series, Aging in Place, an exploration of how the Kansas City region will meet the needs of an expanding population over the age of 65. For more stories in the series, check our website at kcur.org.